Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Amy.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Sarah. We're three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than to start a podcast while we were all living the vida lockdown. And now we're free. Maybe.
Yay! Unless you're in Perth or Sydney. Yeah. Or actually, I think their lockdowns are ended now. So, yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? But we take aim at one topic each week with a bottle or three of wine and try to make some sense of it. Right, ladies, what are we drinking?
I am drinking an old fave that was sitting in my fridge, and I went, you will be delicious. It's Boy Meets Girl Pinot Grigio, and it is, in fact, delicious.
Oh, so you had a Wayne's World moment. You were like, oh, yes, you will be mine.
Yes, you will be.
Awesome.
Well, I'm drinking one that I actually got for Christmas.
Oh.
Off one of the companies that we deal with. It's called Mount Buff Merlot.
Oh, Sarah, welcome to the dark side.
It was just sitting there in my cupboard and I thought, yeah, well, let's go with this. And I like the name, Mount Buff.
How are you finding it?
Wine-ish.
Red, wine, and dry.
Grapey.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's grapey. It's a fruit salad for dinner. It's fine. We'll live with it. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Savvy Bee, and it's called Two Truths. And I'm going to read you the back of the bottle because it just ties in well with tonight's topic. There are always two sides to every tale, two versions of every event, two truths to every retelling. The creation of this wine was inspired by the classic Latin phrase, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth. When gathered around the table with friends and a glass of wine in hand, the companionship is everything and the truths flow easily. There we go.
Yeah, I need to remember to shut my mouth more often when I've had too much wine.
No, I need to remember to feed Amy more wine so I get all the truth out of her.
Right?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It's hard to keep going to the point where she's crawling, I tell you.
Oh, God, yeah. That's hilarious.
Look, I go hard and I go fast, and I keep going for another 5 hours. So keep up, bitches. Yeah.
Well,
I'm already dead.
You can keep going with tonight's topic.
Yes, my turn this week. Okay, so our topic tonight is newspaper headlines from around the world. The very first newspapers are thought to have originated in Germany in 1609. However, I heard on the radio today that apparently ancient Romans had newspapers. I think my research was way off. So sorry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roman guy. Who was it? Sarah? The one you talked about?
Oh, shit. I can't remember his name.
Cassius.
I was drunk at the time.
How we all were, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know whether whoever was talking about it on the radio just confused an actual newspaper like we know it today to like a leaflet or an information sheet or something, like a printed publicly distributed document. So
I'm going to look up who it was.
So sorry about it if my research is way off. Anyway, since this time, it's been well known that it's the headline that draws the reader in. Headlines, regardless of whether they are digital or on physical paper, often determine whether the reader reads the whole article. Therefore, newspapers and now online articles often use the craziest or emotion-producing words that they can muster in order to get people to read their articles, aka clickbait. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tonight, we are going to look at some interesting ones that have caught our eyes. So I'm going to keep rolling on to a series of articles that were in the NT News. So the NT News stands for Northern Territory News. When I was on conference in Darwin, which is in the Northern Territory of Australia, I was told about some interesting headlines which have come from their territory-wide newspaper called the NT News. Now, these headlines were crazy. One so crazy that you take one look and go, I have to read this. I'm stopping what I'm doing right now and I'm reading this, which is exactly what they're aimed for. So I'm going to talk about three that I found utterly amazing. So I'm going to start with the first one, and I am going to put up pictures on our blog, Friday Night Wine Fight at blogspot.com. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. We don't have an AU. It's just .com. Yeah. We've all been drinking. I am so sorry, listeners.
I take that back. I'll just edit this out. It's Friday Night Wine. It's Friday Night Wine Fight .blogspot.com.
Yes.
Okay. So this one is Horny Ghost Haunts House. If you thought
Hang on, it keeps going.
If you thought Casper was friendly, you should meet Kevin.
Kevin.
Now, this one comes from the front page of the NT News from the 30th of September 2010. For once, it's not crocodiles traumatizing the residents of the top end. It's Randy Poltergeist. An Northern Territory woman is reportedly adamant that she was attacked while she was asleep by a horny ghost. So this young lady lives near Darwin, so that's sort of the main city of the Northern Territory, and she said that a ghost who she calls Kevin tried to drag her out of bed. She says, I was asleep and I woke up when someone grabbed my wrist and I thought, hubby wants a bit of romance. When suddenly I remembered he wasn't even home. And the moment I opened my eyes, the grip was gone and the room was empty. I yelled at Kevin that he was not welcome in my bedroom and he couldn't come into bed with me. I told him to fuck off and close the door behind him. A moment later, I saw the bedroom door was closed. Is that not the most Australian ghost story ever? I told Kevin to fuck off and then it was fine.
That sounds like me with all the ghosts in my house. I'm like, just fuck off. And yeah, they just wander off. It's fine.
Okay, so a second one. This is a long one, so bear with me. Best man left bleeding after being hit in the head by flying dildo. And wait until you hear where it came from. Now, this picture is slightly unfortunate because the advertisement, which is underneath, is actually a carrot. And it's soaring through the air. It doesn't look like a carrot after reading that headline. Just looks like flying dildo. Yeah. This one was published on the 12th of February 2011. So I'll give you the background story behind this. So for entertainment, one bloke's pre-wedding bucks party was inspired by the famous scene of a woman expelling ping pong balls in the film Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Yeah. But this time, the projectiles were not little celluloid objects, but rather something more solid. When the scantily clad exotic dancer performed her party trick, shooting dildos at the guests from her private parts, the best man found himself in the firing line. The best man was injured by the bullet-shaped pink sex toy, measuring about 12 centimetres in length. He was still sporting the scar from his injury on his forehead 3 weeks later at the wedding.
That's amazing.
This is the best bit. The best man claimed that the pink projectile was flying an impressive 7 meters across the room, looping about 2 meters high.
Wow.
That's some muscle control there.
Well done to that lady. Honey,
if you were the stripper at this box party, look, we don't judge you. In fact, we want to know how and why. So please hit us up, FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. We want to know all your secrets. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the best quote in the article is the best man saying to the reporter, "People just keep asking how close my face was to cause that sort of injury." My last and most favourite one for this evening. I'm going to compose myself a little bit because it still makes me laugh. I reckon I've seen this headline about 50 times. Why I stuck a cracker up my clacker.
I love the word cracker.
So he's talking about a firecracker, and clacker happens to be another Australian term that we didn't cover when I was talking about lingo in our Aussie as Fuck episode. Clacker is also another name for ass. I said that there was like four different ones for ass. Yeah, we just found the fifth. Yeah. This little beauty comes from the front page of the NT Times from the 12th of July, 2012. So what led to this is it obviously is the question that you ask. Well, it's stupidity mainly. So a gentleman who was about 23 years old of Wagamon, Darwin, put a spinning flying bee, a winged firework, in his butt crack during a party at a rented house in Rapid Creek one Saturday night. Then he got his mate to light the fuse. The gentleman said, "I had a few lads up from Queensland and I had to put on a good show."
I mean, of course.
He told the story from his hospital bed, FYI. Anyway. He continued, "I had a few beers with the boys and lit off a few firecrackers, and then I put one in my ass." Yeah,
he was wearing trousers. That's exactly what Steve O did in Jackass. Oh, my God.
Just can't even with this. Anyway, he was wearing trousers at the time, and apparently he took it standing up, so he says.
Nah, you can't. You've got to be bent over for the right angle. Like, if you're going to, like... Yeah, no,
I don't think it was in. I think it was in his butt crack. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But still.
I don't think it was actually in the sphincter. I think it was just in the peripheral crack region. Anyway, he continued, "It didn't burn my balls or my back. Just my fingers and my ass. It was a pretty loose one, eh?" So, if you think he couldn't continue, well, you know, he does. Anyway, I'll get to that. The cracker did burn his bum cheeks, his index, middle, and ring fingers on his right hand, which he used to pull the cracker from his crack. The gentleman was not bleeding afterwards, and he could still walk. His mate said he screamed for a little bit, and there was a fair few F words.
As there would be.
I actually had a few more things that I was going to say about this, but I'm just going to keep going because the stupidity of this man is just, I can't even, I don't do Jackass. I know Bianca loves it and all those ones, the dude sends, all those, yes. I can't.
Dirty Sanchez,
The fact that those assholes all make way more money than I'll ever see in my lifetime for doing dumb shit just caves my face in and I can't. So anyway, I'm just going to leave it there. However, you would think that this would deter any copycats, but no. Perth News reported a similar incident on the 2nd of July, 2018, again in the Northern Territory with the headlines, "Why I stuck a bunger in my bunghole."
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The best part of this was this incident was filmed on Snapchat for all to see.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, I direct you to the blog to have a look at these pictures because the last one that I spoke about, the picture is of the gentleman shirtless, neck in a beer with a snake wrapped around it.
Yep. As you do.
Yeah. Because hashtag Australia.
There's a special breed up there.
Hashtag Australia.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
top end are a special breed. They really are. I mean, that's where midget tossing came from, as we learned.
Yeah.
I think anyone under 25 is a special breed. I'd like to say that it's men. It's not, because in our Darwin Awards episodes, I talked about two chicks that lost their life being hit by a plane to get a selfie. So, yeah.
That is very true.
It's not men. No, it's not.
Oh, no. I'm dumb as shit. Yeah.
And Bianca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all are, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my segment. Amy out. Thanks.
Right. Ooh, it's me. Okay.
Yeah, you're the meat eater.
I am the meat eater. Okay. So just to recap, I left all my research at work. Congratulations. Welcome to my shit show. I actually had a fair bit done on one of the articles because I went down this fucking rabbit. I don't even know if the headline matched the article. I just Googled, the headline and it came up with all this information and I just got lost in it.
Amazing.
Fuzzy but I left all that at work. So, hey.
Welcome back.
Yeah. So I did have a couple of little tidbits of different stories written down. Headline, man found dead in cemetery.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Yep.
Now, that's a shocker.
It is really shocking. I did try to find the article, but there was three different cases of dead people found in cemeteries.
Only three, Sarah?
Only three? Yes.
I feel like there should be more than that. I feel like this is a government cover-up.
Yeah, there is a government cover-up for this.
Yes.
So, yeah, so I found three non-buried dead people in cemeteries. The one thing they had in common was the police suspected foul play with each one of them.
No shit.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I went, really? Really? It's not like you're going to go, oh, I think I might die. I'll just go put myself in the cemetery. Yeah. Save everyone the hassle.
And the money.
And the money. Yeah, well. The other one that I found, and I could not find an article for this. All I found was the joke. Yellow object spotted in the sky from an Irish newspaper. Yeah. Newsflash. It's called The Sun. The rest of the world knows about it. Ireland doesn't get to see it very often.
They haven't seen it in 84 years.
It's been 84 years and finally Ireland sees the sun. The last people who saw it are all now dead.
And so then the people that are seeing are like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
No, the people who are seeing it are just like, flames. Like, yeah.
What's that flame dealy in the sky? What's that called?
Yeah. Aliens. Aliens. One I found interesting also was scientists kill ducks to see why they're dying.
Oh, I saw that one too. Oh, my God.
Is that an Australian one?
No.
No.
So it was American. What I did find out, and I don't know if it's related to this headline in particular, but back in 2006, about 2,000 sea ducks kind of just died.
Maybe they were tired.
Yeah, well, they were dead tired. They just fell out of the sky. Did. So they did some research. They were just dead. Yeah, so the research was, you know, could it have been like a bacteria or some fucking, I don't know, bird flu. Turns out it wasn't a bird flu, which is good. But yeah, so I couldn't find if they'd found the cause for it, but they were actually getting hunters to go kill ducks so they could do, you know, tissue samples to see there was something different from the ducks that were found dead to the ducks that had actually been hunted.
Ah, see, okay, government conspiracy. What had happened, those ducks who died were actually transitioning from ducks to lizard ducks. And so they wanted to see if there were more lizard ducks out in the duck community, just to be sure, to keep, you know, the world safe, because, oh boy, those lizard ducks.
They're out there, people. It's important to actually note to our listeners that we've actually put this topic off, well, we postponed it a week, because we, in doing our research very briefly, discovered that, oh, yes, you can find headlines wherever you look on the internet. Try finding the whole freaking article. Yeah. It's almost impossible.
Oh, yeah. So hard.
Why? Why? Like, why?
Yeah.
the purpose of the headline is to draw you in. So if I see these crazy things online, I want to see the whole article.
Yeah.
Like, why is that hard?
Yeah.
It's like the one I was talking about before. It was the headline was Greenland meteor, maybe from space. And I went, interesting. Where else would it have come from?
Unlike, you know, those ones that are just like up in our atmosphere that just like hover around us, like just checking us out. Hey.
The ones that come from under the ground.
That's like that one. Some of the ones I found that had no article. Diana was still alive hours before she died. Oh, fuck it. But there's a tiny bit of the article. Do you think Diana is dead? Or have you seen her in Morocco? Call now. Are you fucking high?
Right.
What was it? Woman missing since Lost.
Yeah.
And I went, fuck off.
I'm going to put it out there, and I reckon what happened was the newspaper people just thought, oh, yeah, this will be a good catchy headline. Put it out there, got trolled like a motherfucker, and then just wiped it from existence.
Yeah, maybe. Man kills himself and runs away. Possible.
Unlikely, but possible.
Yeah. One I did find a little bit about, okay, a lie. I didn't find this. My daughter did this research. She was bored.
Need to hire her as our intern, by the way.
I
think we're getting big enough now to hire a free intern.
Yeah. I don't know what he's barking at tonight. Anyway, China may be trying to hide submarines in the sea.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
Not in the sea. I mean, they're not built for that.
No.
You're crazy, man. They're not built for that.
Yeah, so apparently the U.S. officials believe China is building an army of nuclear submarines and hiding them under the water.
What a place to hide them. I mean, I was checking the trees. I'm fucking stupid.
Right? And what do you think gave them away? The giant snorkel, and there's like 70 of them just out somewhere in the China Sea? Like, what gave it away?
Oh, well.
There were trees for a start.
You know what they should have done if they wanted to hide it? Throw back to our Bermuda Triangle episode. They should have just painted them black and white as cows.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, maybe they painted them pink. Pink's quite visible in the water, so it would have been a bad idea.
Look, maybe China is trolling America very much like Jim does in The Office, and he's just setting them up like China has built all these submarines, painted them pink, put them in the water, and went, let's just see where this goes. It'll be funny. Trust me. It'll be funny.
Yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck? Where do they come up with these fucking headlines? I'm loving it.
I told you this was going to be a good episode.
Apparently, what was it, by April, top U.S. Navy officials stated that they were watching the submarines very carefully.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask.
They have about 56 attack submarines, 5 nuclear powered.
I'm going to ask how they're watching them.
With snorkels.
With their eyes.
Army of fucking Navy scuba divers just around the borderline of the China Sea, just watching.
Just scuba divers, they're just kind of sitting or floating in a seated position under the water with their notepads just in case they move.
They've built themselves a couch of some description so they can just chill. Do some reconnaissance.
Did that submarine move? Okay. Left submarine moved. Water inch.
Nah, what I reckon they're doing, right, they've got them surrounded. They girt them. And then, like, opposite sides, right, they're just calling to each other, B-12. Oh, you sunk my battleship. And, yeah, that's all they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're, like, they're just watching the movement, like, yes, C-4. Ha, miss.
Did we ever consider maybe it was the sea that has attacked the submarines? The sea has got them girt.
Maybe.
They are girt by sea.
They really are girt by sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I really wish I had the information from that other one with the meteorite, because it was really interesting. It was like a meteor crater had been discovered underneath the snow in Greenland, and it had been there for thousands of years, and we never knew about it until, you know, we've got the technology to do ultrasonic fucking scanning.
And who goes looking for fucking meteorites in Greenland? Like, do they have, like, I'm imagining them out there with, like, a metal detector going,
But you know how, you know, you've got the Big Bang where the big meteor hit the fucking Earth in, I think it was New Mexico. They've predicted that's where it fucking hit. Well, apparently, another couple hit in Greenland around the same time, they're suspecting.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was researching it and I'm like, oh, this is so interesting. I was going to research it more, and then I left all of it at work.
Isn't Area 51 in New Mexico?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Is it, it's not like it's got Nevada and New Mexico. I'm pretty sure, like, Area 51's in Nevada. Because remember, I covered it in our Aliens episode.
I know, but I was drunk then.
Oh, yes. Speaking of past episodes.
Oh, yeah.
It was Cassius Duo.
Oh, I said Cassius. Yeah. I was so fucking close. Yes! 10 points. To Ravenclaw.
I'm in that house, so yay.
Yeah, he was the one that he was a novelist or a historian. Yeah,
that's right. He was capturing ancient history, which was current events.
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's classified as a news reporter or a historian that's ahead of his time.
Like, oh, who knows, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
but yeah, that's my segment. It's nice and short because I forgot everything. Cheers.
Cheers, bitches.
Sucking my dick.
Bianca, what have you got for us?
Oh, I'm just going to, like, launch into it. So my first one, I actually don't have the newspaper this from, but I will endeavour before this episode is aired. And I will put it on the blog. I will try and find what newspaper put this article out. So I've got the small snippet of the article and I have the headline. Police solve case of the missing bacon. Whew. I just like, thank God for that.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So a Grand Rapids resident told police last week that someone had entered his home during the night and taken 5 pounds of bacon from his refrigerator.
I'm assuming it's American then, yeah?
Yeah, 5 pounds. Yeah, Grand Rapids, 5 pounds. That's 2.5 kilos. Okay.
That's a lot of freaking bacon.
That's a lot of bacon, I know. The police, upon further investigation, discovered that it was his wife had gotten up for a late night snack and she was too afraid to admit it. She ate 2.5 kilos of bacon.
She was hungry.
Far out.
Bitch was hungry. Don't judge. Bitch was hungry.
All right, I won't judge. You poor Grand Rapids woman. You might have been pregnant. I could feel you on that. You know, you wake up, you're pregnant. You're like, I need all the bacon.
I actually
so ashamed that you ate all the bacon and then went and got, like, Macca's. You know.
I when I watched the episode of The Simpsons where Homer Simpson gets up in the middle of the night and eats like 5 kilos of cheese, and then she's like, oh my God, did you stay up all night eating cheese? And he goes, I think I'm blind. Yeah, I feel that on a spiritual level.
I will get to my good articles, I will, but I really wanted to, cover these. I found this one ad, which I just loved. I just love it. Wanted. Looking for someone to do yard work. Must have hula hoop. I have so many questions and the phone number's blanked out. If this phone...
Damn it.
I know. I just have so many questions. I would ring America just to be like, why? Why do I need a hula hoop? I'm in.
But so... Why? I've got one.
Why don't you need a hula hoop?
I've got one and I can't use it. Am I still in or?
Yeah, So my first probiotical. Hi, Kelly again.
Sorry.
He's got his own articles for tonight, obviously.
Yeah.
We should have put him in the forest sheet.
Headlines. Who hit my bone? Yeah. Oh, wait, that was me.
That's a suspicious leaf.
Dog reports suspicious leaf to owner. Owner tells him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All right. So this is from the Outdoor Revival. And this is from April 24th, 2019. Pig steals camper's beer, gets drunk, starts a fight with cow. I mean, that alone drew me in. Like, so what happened was this pig, which the locals dubbed Swino, because this was not a singular event, people. But this particular one that was documented in this in Outdoor Revival. So what happened was these campers in Port Hedland in WA, they left like 18 cans of beer, right, just outside the tent. They went to bed. And the pig came along and drank all 18 beers.
Goddamn pig, drank our beers.
Yeah.
And just while I've got you. So WA in Australia, that's Western Australia. For all our American listeners, I think that's Wisconsin or something like that for you guys. But yeah, it's in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have Port Hedland in WA, that would be just too coincidental.
And did a pig drink all your beers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like rampage through and like fight a cow?
It happens here too, man. Yeah, we're the same. It's fine.
So, yes, he did that. And then not only did he do that, he also swam halfway across the river and then, like, got real tired. So he swam back and he went to sleep under a tree. But, look, this is not a happy story because poor Swino is – like we should pour one out. He has actually been hit by a truck and he's no longer with us. Yeah. He was beloved by locals. Everyone camping up there, you knew you had to put all your alcohol away. But obviously if you weren't a local, you didn't know that. And yeah, he would get in and drink all your shit. And yeah, he would often go on drunken rampages. And
I feel like if he was still alive, we'd be like, road trip. We're going to go find this pig. Absolutely.
So these incidents started in 2013 and went through to about, 2019. So yeah, he was
there for a good run.
Oh, yeah. And because he wasn't like, we're not talking your cute barnyard pig here for those playing at home. We're talking a bush pig. Like,
yes,
like a
bush pig.
Yeah, he wasn't a small pig. Like, Swino was, rather large.
They're kind of like, I don't know, like hogs, I suppose they would call them in other places in the world. We call them bush pigs.
Like a boar.
Yeah, they're kind of like a boar sort of thing. Yeah,
and with tusks and
shit.
To the person that hit him, just. I really hope that he fucked up your vehicle. Like if you're driving down the road and you were like just la di da di da, how could you not see him? He was a fucking full grown bush pig. Like,
well,
I mean,
he's in a truck.
It was a vehicle. They went. It doesn't say whether it was a truck.
Oh, okay.
It just says a vehicle.
Well,
if it's
a car, the car's written off.
Guaranteed.
Because I mean. A bush pig is way bigger than a wombat and way more solid than a kangaroo, and a kangaroo can really fuck your shit up.
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen a car after it's hit a wombat? And
yeah.
And the wombat gets up, brushes its shit off and goes, okay, mates, I'm off. And fucks off back into the bush. And
koalas.
The front end of your car is totaled in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear koalas, like, you see a cow hit one and he just does a spin and just, like, your birds start flying and he's like, whoa, okay, I'm good. Yeah,
koalas will shred your car. They attack.
You know what? Swino Slono probably was going across that creek and, like, got into a fight with a croc, beat the shit out of the croc, and went, you know what, I'm tired, I'm going back.
He got drunk and went for a swim. Like, yeah, when have we not done there. That? Like,
and then remembered about the crocs and went, oh, shit.
Yeah, probably should get out. I'm just going to sleep under this tree, yeah.
And the crocs are probably sitting there going, oh, look at that. Oh, no, mate. It's Swino. Just leave him alone. Yeah, we don't want any trouble today. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You'll get drunk if you eat him. No, they. Crocs sitting there going, nah, just been an AA. Can't do that again.
Yeah, the last croc that tried to eat him ended up at the Betty Ford Clinic.
And that was probably just a toenail because he lived to, you know, go on for another day. So
yeah, exactly. So I'm in my research, like, I was really, really looking for, you know, those American, like, I say it's American because we don't really have it in Australia. We've never really had this sort of tabloid newspaper where, like, abducted by aliens. Now giving birth to cats, you know, like something like that. Those sort of
we do actually. You got to go looking for them, and they're not in the general newsstand. And the thing is like, we don't live in the country or out back or anything like that. We live in the burbs in Victoria. Yeah. Like, the most sensible place to live if you're Australian is in the burbs in a major city. That is where we live. However, if you go out country, you will find that there are many country publications that are just batshit crazy.
Yeah, well, I was looking online for stuff and I couldn't find, like, anything like that. So I went to the tried and true and one of my favorites, good old Florida Man. So
I love it.
From the New York Post. Thank you, New York Post. I've got a few, just love it. First cab off the rank is from June 27th, 2012. We'll all remember this one. Florida man chews off another man's face. In what became known as the case of the Miami Cannibal, Rudy Eugene gnawed off half of a homeless man's face while high. The 31-year-old was shot and killed by police after they found him naked and chowing down on human flesh.
Oh, my God.
This is the bath salts incident.
I actually thought that my one about the dude putting a firecracker in his ass was bad. No, mate, you win. You win. I'm out.
I was like, oh, yes, Florida Man. And then I forgot that the bath salts guy was – like, I completely forgot about this, and then I saw this article, and I was like, yes, yes, I'm so into zombies, yes, this is
me. Oh, my God. If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about when we talk about the bath salts incident, Google it.
Yes, it was a big, I mean, it still is. Actually, bath salts is still a problem. It's just not widely publicized it still is an issue the drugs that are out there available to people. Do not do bath salts. Like, don't even think, oh, yeah, bath salts, that sounds interesting. No, they're for baths.
No, fucking no. Why would you? Like, why?
This one, my next one, is also from 2012. This is from June 11th. Florida man arrested for calling 911 after kitten denied entry into strip club.
Yeah. There's already too much pussy in that place, mate. You can't come in.
Kitten sitting there looking at him going, nah, mate, you're too fucked. Move along.
So what happened was Everett sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. Sorry about it. Well, he was arrested outside of Emerald City strip club in Murdoch for repeatedly calling the emergency line to report that the club owner had refused to let his kitty into the jiggle joint.
The jiggle joint? Really? Yep. Really? Who does
your marketing? Okay, so it was his kitten that he wanted to take in.
I know. Why was he
outraged?
Jiggle joints.
And you know what? Now, like the way that things have gone, when was this?
June 11th, 2012.
Yeah. So now that the way that things are
remember
going.
Remember that? Yep. That was the year everything was going to end. And that was the year we all came back together as friends. Like that
that's
year.
That's true.
That's pretty much the world didn't.
The Holy Trinity reunited. And then all of a sudden everything has been shit ever since. We're sorry, but we don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. I forgot where I was going with it. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the underage cat.
Well, actually, that's no, it's all right. I remembered. So today, though, I'm pretty sure in most states in Australia and in America, you are now not allowed to ban someone from taking in an animal to a premises as long as it's not food dispensing, I think, if they're your emotional support animal.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right.
Remember Jim Jefferies tried to get
the strip club.
Well, remember Jim Jefferies tried to get that camel on a plane?
Yeah, because that woman had an emotional support peacock.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
I feel like if I just put a fuzzy tail on my wine bottle, this can be my emotional support animal.
Yep. I reckon like how bright my hair color is, any one of you could go on a plane and I could come on as your emotional support peacock.
Well, I mean, if you
that's
have
a brief flight, I'm in. I'll sit there in the seat next to you. Go,
look it up, people. Flight. That is the noise that a peacock makes. Look it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like you. Well, I mean, if you've got a disability, you can get a carer on for free, or in a cinema, or pretty much anywhere for free. So this is my emotional support, Bianca. Yeah. Look, if you want to say she's a carer, that's fine. But if you also want to say that she's an emotional support animal, that's okay too.
Yeah, don't judge.
Yeah, she doesn't identify as one of the genders. She just identifies as Bianca. So this is my emotional support, Bianca. Yeah.
Oh, God, that makes me – oh, my God, I can tell you a funny story about identifying things. That was like my daughter was – she would have been like – 14 or 15 at the time, and she was playing a PlayStation, she was playing PS4, and she's online gaming with a whole bunch of like boys who are just immature as fuck, and they're like, oh, you're a lesbian, and she just quick fucking wit, she just snapped around to him, I identify as an attack helicopter, thank you.
same. I also identify as attack helicopter.
Yeah. You lesbian? I identify as attack helicopter. Thank you. That's cute.
So on our Instagram profile now, you know how they often have like him, her, or something like that.
Yep.
Or, you know, them, they. We can just write, attack helicopter.
Done. I'll change Twitter. It's fine. Yeah.
I identify as a attack.
Yeah, I feel that. So my last one for tonight is from January 1st, 2015. And this almost goes into the Darwin Awards, to be quite honest. Florida man trapped in unlocked closet for 2 days. Well, I'll just let that sink in.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
Florida man trapped in unlocked closet for 2 days.
I thought that's what you said.
Okay. Look,
you know what? I will be the first one to admit that a couple of nights when I've written myself off being just drunk as fuck, I've gotten up out of bed, and often when I'm not, and this has happened a few times, so yeah, anyway, often when I'm not at home and I don't know my surroundings, I have crawled out of bed to go to the toilet or vomit and can't find my way out of the room. This happened at my mum's house, probably about 10 years ago. And I crawled out of bed and I'm like, I don't have my bearings. I don't know where I am. So I'm just going to like go around the wall like Nancy fucking Drew looking for the door.
Oh, yes. Oh, worse.
Because it was dark and the door was shut and I didn't know what to do. Yeah, so I just went around the room.
I'll tell you a story of one time. Oh, God, I was so drunk. And at a particular ex-boyfriend's house, and his house was two-story. So when you come out of his bedroom, if you turned left, you were going to head down the stairs. And I was real drunk. And I had to go to the bathroom, which was sort of, you know, in a diagonal, like... If I had gone two left, I would have been down the stairs, but I still had to go left. So instead, I went right and felt the walls all the way around, like touched his roommate's doors just to go all the way around to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I knew that was safe.
Yeah, we're going to call that hashtag Nancy Drew that shit.
Nancy Drew that shit, man.
I've never had to do any of that.
Yeah, because you're smart, you leave the door open, you know where you're going.
So I'm going to read you the summary of this article so that you can better understand what has happened here. All right. John Atwood, who's 31, and Amber Campbell, the 25, thought they were stuck in the janitor's closet at Daytona State College for 2 days. Before realizing they could just open the door and went out. So... yes, people, they were obviously, well, not obviously, but I'm definitely surmising they were in there to get it on.
Let's move. And I dare say that they were waiting for people to leave because was he, in fact, maybe her college professor?
Her resident advisor or something. So, yes, it makes a lot more sense now. They went in there and then just, I don't know, maybe they turned the handle the wrong way. I don't know. Like, that's possible. They went right instead of left. And they thought they were stuck. And 2 days of abs of, I don't know, what would you do? Screw your brains out because that's, you know, you just would. And then.
I'm not drinking the bleach. That's what Bianca would do.
Yeah, I'm not drinking the bleach. Like,
I'm not drinking the bleach. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, mate. Yeah, that's fine. Someone will find us.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. that is my – I can find some – I can find some more Florida mans. Oh, there was another one. Actually, I will read this one. Okay, hold on. This is from October 23rd, 2014. A Florida man once arrested for fighting a drag queen with tiki torch runs for mayor. Yeah.
And he wins by landslide.
I don't know if he won.
That's possibly going to be how I run for mayor in my local town. Yeah.
So I'll read you the summary. Boyd Corbin was reportedly dressed as this is in commas, ironic KKK costume at a Halloween party in 2012 when he...
Yeah, okay, this is not me. I withdraw my comment.
No. Yeah, this is not you. No.
Yeah, I am withdrawing.
Yes.
Withdraw.
So, while dressed in this ironic costume, he allegedly got into a brawl with a man in drag, leading to his bust for aggravated assault. But that didn't stop him from running for mayor of the small city of Wilton Manors 2 years later. So, yes, 2014, he ran for mayor. Yeah. I don't think he got, he didn't win. Yeah, some of the sordid past that he dressed up as a KKK member, I don't think should be voted for at all. Yeah. Even with my very sick sense of humor, I have a very sick sense of humor, I still wouldn't vote for him. Yes, well, that's me done. Thank you, Florida man. I love you.
Marry me.
Marry me.
God.
So, well, yeah.
Oh, that's us done. Oh, yeah, okay, good.
I don't have any shout-outs. I'm still...
I actually do have a shout-out, just a quick one. I have been back on the bandwagon. Hey, guys, anybody from any of the podcast collaboratives that I am on Facebook, I am active again. I'm listening to your podcast, and I am finding some absolute freaking gems. So I will be putting some extra shout outs. However, one particularly took my interest mainly because, well, she's Australian and we're Australian. So, yeah. This particular podcast is called Fool Me Twice, and it is by a mother and daughter duo, and the mother was actually taken for a romance scam, and she was living in Hong Kong at the time, and they're Australians. It is an amazing podcast, and I have nearly finished it, and it is phenomenal. They are up for a Webby Award, and it's just, yeah, it's gripping. Listening to this woman, and you may think that online romance scams are just for people who are weak or pitiful or crazy or something. No, this woman actually really breaks it down to see how that it's actually really humanizing, and that you understand why she would have felt that way and why she was taken for what she was. So, yeah, I highly recommend it. It's yeah, it's definitely a good podcast to listen to, and particularly if you're looking for love online.
Beware. So keen to listen to it. Absolutely keen.
Yeah. Fool Me Twice. Yes, it's brilliant. Get onto it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I just want to say, Timmy, TI, 20 minutes. We still haven't received your present yet, and we are waiting. It just hasn't arrived. We are not ignoring you. It just hasn't arrived.
No, it hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah.
And to our very, very loyal listeners, and to the people that are constantly retweeting us, reblogging us, and all those sorts of things, like Bianca knows all the technical terms. I'm really hopeless at this. Yeah. Thank you so much, particularly to the uncredited extras who are Melbourne crew.
Yes.
Thank you, boys.
Oh,
and also to Two Brothers, One Pilot. You continually give us shout outs, and we love you guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We really, really enjoy listening to your episodes too. So keep them coming.
Yes. Insanely Dangerous Retro Podjo. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Your pod lifts on Twitter. Just, I love it. I love it. I don't always get time to reply or retweet or like, and I'm like,
we're shit at this.
I'll get back to that. I'll definitely get back to that as soon as I've got a free moment, and then I totally forget because I'm a horrible human. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. We love it.
Thank you.
Well, I've had so much fun researching this week's topic, as I'm sure Amy and Bianca did.
Yes.
And I've had so much fun researching our topics over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are running low on ideas, people. Our brains don't work very well. Okay.
No.
So if you have any ideas or want to hear us talk about anything at all, please get in contact with us. Send us an email at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
Tumblr,
all the rest of the crap that we do. Yeah,
everywhere. Pinterest.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Pinterest. Yes.
And Pinterest, yeah. So
I still don't really know what that is, but anyway. Yep. Keep going.
Pictures. I don't know what Pinterest is. I leave the social media to Amy and Bianca.
I'm going to hand the torch over to you soon. So, yeah, you better learn what it is.
Learn, bitch.
No, I can't. I don't know these things. Anyway, so to everyone who has listened to our utter bullshit and rubbish, thank you. We are sorry, but continue to listen to it, please.
Yes.
And we hope that you have found this entertaining and are not using any of our facts, or whatever we like to call facts, to make important life decisions, mm-hmm. unless it is in relations to a protection chainsaw.
Yeah, don't put firecrackers in your ass.
And don't put firecrackers in your ass.
Don't do it. And don't put it on Snapchat. Sure. Yeah.
Or do it and send us a video, because we could do with a laugh.
No, because then we'll get banned off Gmail. So, yeah. No. Don't do that.
I'll make us a Snapchat. Send it to my Snapchat. I don't care.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.